Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
6 o'clock straight up on a Friday night. Joe Giglio with you, Sports Radio 94, WIP. Michael DeFore behind the glass, in for Jack. We have Tom Kelly, TK, and the updates. You guys in the phone lines with us. 888-729-9494. That is how you get aboard. We got a big show planned on this Friday night. Adam Kaplan will join us at 7:30 tonight. Talk NFL, talk Nick Foles, franchise tag situation, everything with the Eagles, this offseason coming up, and Colin Kaepernick with the settlement today, which kind of closes the book on one of the biggest sports stories we've had in a long time. So Adam Kaplan joins us at 7:30. 9 o'clock hot stove check-in, Matt Breen. And in between, a lot about, well, Bryce Harper and the impending decision that we wait and we wait and we wait. I think today was day 105 of the Bryce Harper sweepstakes. So we'll get to that, including Chris Russell, some of what he said from down in D.C. He joined Joe and John in the midday today and gave his thoughts on this whole situation, if a decision has been made, and where he thinks Bryce Harper's going to end up. So we'll talk gut feel on how this whole Bryce Harper thing ends. But I want to start with the situation that by the next time, it was Monday's a holiday, so holiday weekend coming up. And by the time we all get back in here on Tuesday, and by the time everyone goes back to, if you have a day off on Monday, kind of life picks back up after this long weekend, it will be time for the decision to come down for Nick Foles in terms of this. The Eagles can start, the window starts to put the tag on Nick Foles starting on Tuesday. And they have from Tuesday until March 5th to decide, do they tag Nick Foles? They're going to try to keep him, trade him, and how are they going to make this whole thing work? And I feel like for the last month, we have talked, maybe 2 months, actually. We have talked for about 2 months now about what the Philadelphia Eagles should do with Nick Foles, what the Philadelphia Eagles should do with this quarterback situation. Wentz or Foles, Foles or Wentz, how do they proceed? What could they trade? What could they get back? We've had the same conversation in 9,000 different ways about what the Eagles should do. And at no point, at least on this show, have we talked about what Nick Foles should do. So here's what we're going to do tonight. Let's all put ourselves in Nick Foles' shoes for a second. Not the Eagles, because I think the Eagles' decision is rather clear here. And they made it rather clear. They're going to go with Carson Wentz, and it's about how they proceed with Nick Foles. Either letting him walk and taking the chance that they get a comp pick next year and that he doesn't go to the Giants and beat them. Or to franchise tag him, which I want to do, and try to get something back for a good quarterback. Those are the Eagles' options. Unless they go rogue and go crazy and just totally to give a 180 to what they said last month and get rid of Wentz, that's what they're going to do, one or the other. Tag him, not tag him, and away we go. But we never talk about what Nick Foles should do here. And Nick Foles has some power in this situation, specifically if he's a free agent, he could choose where he goes among the teams on the open market. And if he's handed the franchise tag, he could either wait to sign it to hurt the Eagles and make it more difficult for them to put that tag on him, or he could sign it ASAP, take his $25 million, and let the whole thing burn down if it backfires on the Eagles. When we think about this situation, we always think about it from the Eagles' perspective. Right now, I'm going to put myself in Nick Foles' shoes. As I read a couple stories today around the market of quarterbacks, and I still believe there will be a team that will give the Eagles something. But if you look at the market for quarterbacks right now, let me read you a couple things. Number one, this is the headline on Pro Football Talk. Will there be a significant market for Nick Foles? And it leads, the story is, not really. As you watch the Broncos land Joe Flacco, the Giants seemingly are keeping Eli Manning. The Redskins are saying they don't have the money for a quarterback because they have a whole bunch of cap issues. The Dolphins might draft a kid or just tank a season. The Bengals never, ever seem to pay a free agent. It really only leaves the Jaguars. So the market for Nick Foles, in terms of where he could choose to go, may not be robust. And yes, this is a chance for Nick Foles to get paid, but it might not be a bidding war between two or three or four teams for Nick Foles' services. So if Nick hits the free agent market, he will have a few choices, maybe a couple choices, definitely the Jaguars. But it's not like 10 teams will come calling Nick Foles. If I was Nick Foles, And my options were the Jaguars and maybe one other team. Maybe you hope the Giants cut Eli Manning and move on from that and you go to New York. But that might be it. Or Nick Foles could do what I think he should do, and that's try to stay here in Philadelphia. If I'm Nick Foles, if I was sitting in Nick Foles' shoes right now and I was surveying everything going on around the NFL with all the teams in recent years that have taken quarterbacks with high picks, with a team like the Dolphins who is probably trending towards taking a quarterback with a high pick, with teams around the NFL like the Giants who don't seem to be willing to get rid of their old quarterback that they should to move on, and really only one logical, definite spot being Jacksonville, Florida, and the Jacksonville Jaguars with a dysfunctional locker room. If that was my destination, if that was the grass is greener on the other side, I would have to have a serious conversation with myself of if the grass was greener on the other side. And if I'm Nick Foles, I'm trying to stay in Philadelphia, whether that is by signing a $25 million tender, even if it does make things difficult on the Eagles, or it's going into free agency, it's looking around, and it's trying to come back to the Eagles. Think about the situation here from Nick Foles' perspective. Over the last couple of years, the team has had just as much success, if not more, with him under center. The team has won the Super Bowl with him as the quarterback. There was division in the locker room, and there was at least chirps that players liked playing with Nick Foles more. And let's just throw the elephant in the room out there. The starting quarterback of this team, which I wouldn't expect to change. Carson Wentz will be the starter heading into next season. Carson Wentz is injury prone. Carson Wentz gets hurt. And assuming the Eagles don't pay Carson Wentz this offseason, they will not be committed to him past next year. That they just won't. I mean, they could be committed to him. They could re-sign him, but they're not committed to him. So if I'm sitting in Nick Foles' shoes and I'm looking at the landscape of this quarterback stuff and saying, there's not really six or seven options for me. I don't know if I want to go to Jacksonville with a dysfunctional head coach, a dysfunctional locker room. I could stay with the Eagles. I could stay here for another year. Now, the Eagles' perspective is totally different than Nick Foles' perspective. The Eagles have a lot to think about from a salary cap perspective, from a locker room perspective, from Carson Wentz's confidence perspective. That's Howie Roseman. That's Jeffrey Lurie. That's Doug Peterson. But if I'm sitting in Nick Foles' shoes, I'm saying, I want to come back. He's talked all the time, especially at the end of the year, how much he loves Philadelphia. This fan base loves him. He's had his most success here. And remember, we're talking about a quarterback that left once and did not have success. Now, I think Nick is a much better player now, and I believe he would have success if he went elsewhere now, much more than he did last time. But that probably has, you know, that would be in the back of anyone's mind. It certainly would be in the back of my mind if I was Nick Foles. Like, this is my place. This is my football nirvana. Philadelphia is where I had my biggest success, my only success. And if I have the opportunity to stay, and if they throw a franchise tender at my name, I'm going to sign it in 10 seconds because it guarantees me $25 million. And there's a chance if this market flops on the Eagles that they have to keep me. They're not committed to Wentz yet, long term. There's no long term contract to Wentz. He's injury prone. The team has performed just as well with me, if not better. The grass might not be greener on the other side. It certainly wasn't last time. And this head coach and myself, being Nick Foles, get along, and I always seem to play my best under Doug Peterson. 888-729-9494. Tonight, I want you to put yourself in Nick Foles' shoes. Forget about the Eagles for a second. Forget about what Howie Roseman should do. Let's all pretend we're Nick Foles and how we'd handle this, because starting next week, we'll find out how the Eagles handle this. We'll find out if they're going to tender him the franchise tag. Maybe as soon as Tuesday. And then the story will be, what does Nick Foles do? And as I look out in the landscape of all these spots, if I'm Nick Foles, there's not a better place for me than Philadelphia. Because the odds are, and you might not want to hear it, but this is the truth. The odds are Carson Wentz is probably going to get hurt again at some point. That's what happens to players that get hurt. They keep getting hurt. And hopefully it doesn't happen. Hopefully it's only for a game or two if it does. But that if I had a bet right now, I'd bet on Carson Wentz not being healthy for 16 games. And it would give Nick his chance again to retake this job for good. 888-729-9494. If I had to guess right now, I would guess Nick Foles doesn't listen to me. I would guess Nick Foles goes out there and tries to find a starting job and probably is under center week one for the Jacksonville Jaguars in 2019. And he takes a chance that this is his time, that he's really good now and he's going to go lead a team to a Super Bowl. And we'll see how he does. Maybe it works out. That's how I'd guess what this whole thing ends. Nick Foles, the Jaguar, with John DeFilippo. But if I were Nick Foles, and I only had one team seriously pursuing me, and it was Jacksonville, and let me throw this nugget in there, too, because I thought about this today as I was pretending I was Nick Foles. Nick Foles is a young kid, and this, I promise you, is the only time you'll ever hear me compare myself to a professional athlete. Like, I'm thinking about moving and going to a new house right now. I have two young kids, four and under. It's like my brain is just spinning. It's so hard to do anything when you have little kids, let alone move. Nick Foles is a little kid. Like, the idea of moving is not easy for anyone. I understand professional athletes are not the same as us. But that's, like, it's a life thing. He'd have to move. He'd have to go to a different city. And it might be a city with a dysfunctional head coach in Doug Marrone and an offensive coordinator in John DeFilippo last year. They got fired in the middle of the season in Minnesota. It's not exactly... The Jacksonville Jaguars, as much as it is the most logical spot for Nick Foles, is not exactly the perfect spot for any quarterback. They haven't had a good quarterback in Jacksonville since Mark Brunell. Their coach, I don't think, is any good. And their offensive coordinator seems to be tough to handle and deal with, even though Nick and him obviously know each other from here. If I was Nick Foles, I would try to leverage the leverage I have and stay with the Eagles. 888-729-9494. I'm putting you in Nick Foles' shoes tonight. What are you doing? Decision time comes over the next month. You get to be Nick Foles tonight when you call in. What are you trying to do? Head out into the open market, become a free agent, and go wherever that someone will give you a contract? Or are you with me and you're going to try to stay here in Philadelphia? 888-729-9494. Dave is in Bent Salem. What's up, Dave?
How you doing, Joe?
Good, Dave. What's up tonight?
Well, you know, I was listening to you about the Nick Foles and putting it in perspective from him. He's already said he wanted to start. And if Jacksonville is the only place to start, he'll probably have to take two steps back before he can look to move forward, if, in fact, the franchise is going forward. But in thinking about that as well, I'd stay in Philly and also have my agent try to remind the Eagles front office, although we do not like New England and Tom Brady in this city, but how did Brady start his run? He replaced an injured Drew Bledsoe, won his Super Bowl, the rest is history.
Yep.
So now if you have a quarterback in front of you who's injury prone and is not locked up, if I'm tendered that offer, I sign it. I stay put where my family is comfortable with my kids and bide my time. He's already a locker room success. He's got the respect of the city and the players. Let the rest play out.
Yeah, and I think he could, you know, he should do that, Dave. I don't know what he will do, and my guess is, and I always appreciate your call, Dave, my guess is he will go to Jacksonville. That's probably how this whole thing ends. But doesn't mean it has to, and doesn't mean all this hasn't crossed Nick Foles' mind. Because when you're a quarterback and you're about to hit the open market, everything has to cross your mind. And when you're a player like Nick Foles, who's had a very odd career, I think comfort and I think knowing what you have is important. And, you know, I think it's really critical to just remember that Carson Wentz is not locked up. You know, if Carson Wentz was already given a long-term contract, if that would change everything, because then Nick Foles would know he couldn't ever actually be the quarterback here. As long as Carson Wentz only has one true year left on his deal, and there could be a fifth-year option they pick up, but he only has one true year left on his deal. As long as that's the case, he's not truly the long-term quarterback here until they make him the long-term quarterback. We think he is. The Eagles talk like he is, but they have not committed to Carson Wentz yet. They can do it this offseason. We'll see if they do. If I'm Nick Foles, I'm trying to stay, and I'm trying to, you know, see if I could be that long-term quarterback if things go sour again for Carson Wentz. And as far as that franchise tag that Dave just brought up there, you know, I don't expect Nick to be difficult on the Eagles, but he certainly could sign that tender if they give it to him. If they franchise him next week, he could sign it ASAP and then just say, I'm not signing with the Jaguars if they trade for me. Like, he could sabotage a trade and stay here. If the Eagles tendered Nick Foles the franchise tag and he wants to be a real pain to them, and he wants to force his way to stay here, he could do it. He really could do that. Let's talk to Mark in Levittown. What's up, Mark?
Hey, what's going on, Joe G?
How you doing, Mark?
I'm doing all right. Interesting point. I'll begin with saying this. I think as far as Nick Foles and what he should do, if he does have the option to say A, and we'll use the Jacksonville Jaguars as the example, or B, stay with the Eagles, I tell you what, for the most part, I think the water's already in the poison's already in the water here as far as being able to stay in Philadelphia and also have a Carson Wentz. I think if Foles is going to make the decision to go back to Philadelphia because there's not enough interest for him, he's going to do that understanding that he's going to be undermining Carson Wentz. And whether friendship is there between them or not, he has to understand that that's ultimately what's going to happen. And the last caller brought up a good point with, hey, look at Tom Brady. You know what I mean? Backed up a decent Drew Bledsoe. I'm sure that there was that split in the fan base like there was here. Half of them, you know what I mean? You look, everyone wanted Carson Wentz, and we still do want Carson Wentz to be what we expect him to be, and that room is there. But, again, injury is the biggest question. Foles does have an opportunity here. He does have – he's going to have to take a step back for himself, like he said, and just really think about what he wants to do, because no matter what step he takes, there's going to be a large ripple effect for everyone around. But if you ask me personally, if I was Nick Foles, I would honestly just leave it be as it is. I would sign something. I would go to Jacksonville, even if that's the only team that wants me. There's nothing wrong with being in Florida. He might even like London. Sign something short term. Let's see. He should sit in the background for a little bit and watch the Eagles situation kind of unfold. We'll learn for ourselves. The Eagles don't have themselves in a position where we're stuck with Carson Wentz after next season. You know what I mean? If Carson Wentz has another 7, 8, 9 week, you know what I mean? Grant, I hope he doesn't. Say he has another short season. Nick Foles is in a prime spot to where he can just mosey on in, say goodbye to Jacksonville, thanks, loved it here, but I'm going to go back where I'm needed. You know what I mean?
Well, that could happen, unless it's a long-term deal, unless he can't get out of it. I mean, that if he went there for 1 year, Mark, that certainly could happen. He could come back here, I guess, in 2020. Mark, I appreciate the call. But look, if Foles had 10 options or 5 options out there and they all wanted him, and I think there will be 2 or 3, and Jacksonville's the most likely one, then he's got to just create a bidding war for himself, get the most money, become a starter, and move on. But if this market shrinks for Nick Foles, he's already talked about how much he loves it here. He's beloved here. And I think the Eagles are the kind of team that would put aside, like, Howie Roseman cares too much about winning to let all of the nonsense, like, we could talk about whatever we want on WIP. He's not going to let that cloud how he builds the team. If Nick Foles, in the middle of March, end of March, still doesn't have a team, and he's still a free agent, and no one is signing to be their starter, and the Jaguars, for whatever reason, they go get Teddy Bridgewater, something else, something happens, and he's without, it's like a game of musical chairs, he doesn't have a chair, the Eagles would bring him back. Like, there's no way they wouldn't. They know him, he's good, and they have an injury-prone quarterback. They would do it. If I was Nick, I would try to stay. Mike is down in Virginia. What's up, Mike?
Hey, man. I don't think Nick has the option of staying. Even if he wanted to stay, the Eagles wouldn't keep him.
Oh, I disagree with that, Mike. I disagree. I mean, I don't think they'd push him away. I think they're just, everyone here is kind of resigned to the fact that he wants to go start, but I don't think they'd push him away if he had no other options.
I think all the other GMs in the league already know about Nick, and they don't really believe in him as being a leader of a franchise. And I think that if he stays in Philly, it's just going to be subterfuge. It's just going to be bad for the guy that they already put their, you know, they're staying with Carson. So it used to be staying in the NFL. When you have 2 quarterbacks, you have no quarterback. You don't want a guy that's always, people are going to be saying, oh my God, he threw an incompletion. We need to put in Nick Foles. And there's just going to be upheaval. You don't want that in your franchise.
But that's an Eagles problem. That's not a Nick Foles' problem.
Right. So that's why the Eagles aren't keeping Nick Foles.
But and that's a separate argument, Mike. But if I was Nick Foles, well, I would try to stay.
If I was Nick, I would definitely want to stay because I think he has his best chance of succeeding here with the coach, with the system, with the players. Unfortunately, you know, for Nick, and I love Nick, I hate talking bad about him. It's just, you know, they're going to stick with Carson. They already said that. They're not going to undermine him by putting a backup that everybody's going to be calling for as soon as he.
Well, unless he makes it hard on them, Mike. Appreciate the call. I mean, he could sign that tender if they franchise tag him next week and then refuse to sign a contract with the Jaguars. Just he would make a trade really hard on them if he wanted to. I doubt Nick Foles is that kind of guy, but he could do that. 888-729-9494, #9494. That's how you get in. If I was Nick Foles, I would try to stay. And this whole thing's going to start revving up next week when the Eagles could put the franchise tag on him. As the market potentially shrinks, Flacco now to Denver, and some other teams like the Dolphins and Bengals maybe not interested in a, you know, a veteran quarterback, Nick Foles' market might not be as big as we thought. And if I'm Nick, I'm choosing Philadelphia. I'd back up Wentz, wait for him to get hurt again, and take this job for good. 888-729-9494, #9494 gets you in. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.